Hello and welcome to Dear Graham, a podcast for Graham.
This is going to be a rough one.
Why is it going to be a rough one?
I remember nothing about this movie.
You were so gung-ho on this.
I was so confident.
10 minutes ago.
I know, and I was trying to really quickly remember things.
You had so much to say, and I said, do you want to save it for the podcast? And you said, yeah, I do.
It's a testament to how bad this movie is that I simultaneously will never forget it and can't remember anything about it.
Before we talk about what the movie is, should we talk about what we're drinking?
Yeah, I'm drinking water.
And I, Graham, am drinking a Whiskey Daisy, which you'll find the recipe to in the last page of your Bon Appetit magazine. Thank you very much for this catalog for Christmas. It was very delicious. And Mom and Dad got us the whiskey, and a Whiskey Daisy is pretty much a whiskey sour, but instead of, you take like half of the lemon juice and use Cointreau. It's very nice.
That's great.
Would be good with an orange garnish. But we don't have any, so I did some of these cherries that have been in the fridge for 4 years. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
They've been in the fridge in bourbon for 4 years, I should clarify. They look like, how would you describe them?
Dry.
It is amazing how, even though, I don't know if you can hear Goose scratching the chair. Goosey. It is amazing how, even though these cherries have been in liquid for 4 years, and are in fact in liquid right now, they look a little dry.
They really do. Yes.
I'm sure they'll be yummy.
Okay, you want to talk about the movie?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about it.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
So we're going to talk about Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of, I think it's Darkness.
Oh, dear.
A child. I think it's a child of darkness. As per the rules of this podcast, I am not allowed to look anything up.
I'm very pleased that you agree, because the last several times you've wanted to look things up anyway, and I didn't
know. So per the rules of this podcast, I can't look anything up. I think it's a child of darkness. I don't have my phone.
No. I'm looking for a podcast sign, our on-air sign.
I honestly don't know where it is right now.
We'll come back to it.
It might be downstairs.
Okay. Child of darkness.
Yeah. So you got Cora, who's played by a knife leg woman from Kingsman. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say white face girl from Star Trek, but that doesn't really work.
Her face is painted white.
Yeah, she's an alien. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I like her in those things.
Mm-hmm. You said she's a good actor in those.
I think she's good in those. Mm-hmm. Bad movie. It's a bad movie all around here. What?
I've spilled my drink in my lap.
That's okay.
Alas, do you have any napkins in here?
No, I don't have napkins. Goosey!
Goose! Come be my napkin. All right.
So,
she's the main character.
She's the main character. She's a farmer on a farming planet or village. It's the scale of things is very unclear. Mm-hmm. It's a farming village, but it's a Star Wars kind of movie. So, like, is the whole planet farming? Or is it just this one village on this planet?
It's one of those things where, like, instead of having a really, really huge universe with a lot of variety on each planet, each planet only has one thing.
And to make matters even more confusing, each planet only has one village.
Like, what about on the other side of the planet?
Unclear.
Like on the dark side of the moon of the planet?
Unclear. No one's doing anything over there.
If you can send spaceships
up
into the air, presumably you can travel to other parts of the planet.
Yeah.
That's
important. Actually,
you can't.
You know what? Now that you say this, they might go to a different village on the same planet, or that's a different planet. I don't know. Hmm. So anyway.
Sounds unnecessarily complicated.
The Empire shows up to this small farming village and is like, we want your grain. Sell us your grain. And the guy in charge, and there's an Empire. It's a Star Wars Empire.
Of the galaxy?
Yeah, and a rebellion. And the Empire shows up and is like, we want your grain. And the people of this village are led by
the guy from Outlander.
No, I don't think so.
With a big beard? And he's got a couple beads in the beard?
No, I think you're thinking, I know who. It's the guy who plays Darren Cross in Ant-Man and MODOK in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Remember that big face?
Oh, I'm not thinking of that
Ant-Man
guy
and
at
the
all.
Wasp. Boy, that's the guy.
Really?
That's the guy.
He's not an Outlander.
No, I haven't seen Outlander.
That's funny. He's in that one with the guy who it was House of Cards.
Oh, yeah, he is in House of Cards. Uh-huh. I didn't like House of Cards very much.
I tried to watch House of Cards. It was
depressing.
It was joyless.
It really was joyless.
It was joyless, yeah. Yeah. Was this movie joyless?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then what happened?
So the Empire is like, we're going to buy your grain. And this is meant to be like a real tense scene. And the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, okay, he's just going to kill this guy. And then he kills the...
Who killed who?
The Empire guy.
Mm-hmm. Killed the guy who was not an Outlander.
Killed the Ant-Man guy.
Okay.
Who's the leader of this village.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, in part, this guy got Sonny Corleone'd by his second in command. His second in command, in the middle of this guy saying, we don't have any more grain for you to take. We only have enough for our people. This guy's second in command is like, well,
what a fucking jag.
Yeah. And so they kill the first guy, and the second guy is like, oh no, I made a mistake. Yeah, obviously you did.
No
so,
shit. I don't remember. I get all the Corleones mixed up. Freddy gets shot in the boat. Fredo gets shot in the boat.
Yes, he does.
And he dies like a little bitch.
Oh man.
And
you're coming in hot today.
I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's, I think it's what it's supposed to come off as
it's
in the movie.
It's a phenomenal performance from mm-hmm. John Cazale.
Mm.
Caviezel?
I don't know.
I think it's Cazale.
And Sonny's real hot-headed.
You know, he was dating Meryl Streep.
And, oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And Sonny would beat his wife, right?
No, Sonny's sister in the book, Connie, I think.
Was
in an abusive relationship.
And then Sonny killed.
And Sonny was killed driving to Connie's to beat up her husband.
Hmm.
Her husband was in on it with Virgil Salazzo.
I don't know these names
I remember perfectly. And also, you know, Sonny went on to be in the movie Elf.
Who's he in the movie? Is he the elf dad?
He's James Caan. Yeah, he's the elf dad.
That's nice.
He's a good actor.
Aw, he's great as Buddy's dad.
Yeah.
He loves Buddy.
He's not nearly as physically imposing as he is when he's Sonny. When he's Sonny, he's this, like, giant kind of...
also had, what, 40 years on him?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't remember what Sonny Corleone means.
Oh, so in the meeting with Salazzo, who wants to deal drugs in New York,
mm-hmm.
Salazzo is meeting with Don Corleone, Vito Corleone, played by Marlon Brando.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the meeting...
And Don isn't a name, it's a title.
It's a title.
Okay, what's Don mean?
It's Italian.
That's funny.
It means leader of a group, I assume.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Does it mean godfather?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
Godfather means godfather.
Well, I mean, not in Italian.
I don't speak Italian.
You're a godfather, though.
Yes, I am.
Did you have to sign anything?
No.
We can't say on air.
Okay. So anyway, in the middle of that meeting, Sonny Corleone interjects to say, wait a minute, you're telling me that Salazzo...
You're telling me.
That's not at all how Sonny Corleone talks.
On the day of my daughter's wedding.
You're trying to do Vito Corleone?
Stop it. You do it. You do it.
I'm not going to... No, it would be offensive.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
How's that?
That was better.
Thank you.
It's because... I pretended to have stuff in my mouth.
He literally had stuff in his mouth.
I know, but I don't, so I have to pretend.
Fair enough. So then they try to kill Don Corleone because they think Sonny will negotiate. Okay.
Okay.
We understand.
I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't think I'm any closer.
It's very hard to do.
It's very hard to do.
Also, you have to stick your chin out more.
You come to me.
That's okay. We'll do it later. So anyway, that's what happens in this. And then the second in command is like, I made a terrible mistake. And the main character, it turns out, is an undercover or a Nazi in hiding. She's part of the Empire, but she's in hiding because she turned her back on the Empire. Her dad, but it's not actually her dad, her adoptive father, her Thanos father.
Mm.
It's just that. It's like he literally found her on a planet where he was killing the entire planet. And for no reason, he adopted her.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's mm-hmm. the only, mm-hmm. seemingly, she's the only person he ever adopted.
Can we do a little ice ASMR?
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know why.
That's silly.
Yeah.
He sensed in her a greatness.
I don't know. But she then kills all of the soldiers because she is incredibly powerful. Yes. There's also a robot played by Anthony Hopkins. He doesn't really do anything.
Is she powerful like Buffy? Like, is she powerful like just so happens to be good at fighting? or happens to be good at fighting and also is slightly supernaturally gifted, or is just straight up supernatural?
No, it's the first one. She just seems like she's the best fighter.
She's
I don't think there's any supernatural stuff in this.
Do they make their lightsabers light up?
Unclear. Also.
Okay.
And so then the guy who made the mistake and the main character decide they have to put a team together to take on the entire rebellion.
Mm.
Which, for the record,
from the little farm planet.
Yes.
Farmers are tough as shit.
Except, no, not from the farm planet. They almost immediately leave the farm planet. Just the two of them.
Oh.
Now, they go to a bar. I don't remember how things start at the bar, but they're looking for a ship. It's the cantina scene from Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Except it turns into a full-on shootout. And this is where...
Much like when Han shot so-and-so?
Yes. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. What's Goose doing? Oh, he's trying to climb the bookshelf. God bless you.
Hey, thanks.
Adam, you're welcome.
So, it's the cantina scene from Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
But this is the thing about this movie that I think made me the most annoyed.
Uh-huh.
They start firing at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are firing standard Star Wars blasters with lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are firing cartridges.
What's a cartridge?
Like really big bullets.
Oh, that's silly.
So I looked this up because I don't think it's explained in the movie. And if it is, I missed it. Some people fire those lasers.
Do you think Goose is going to knock the bookshelf down?
I would be very surprised if Goose knocked the bookshelf down.
Okay, so some people fire lasers. I'm going to get Goose. Please continue.
So some people fire lasers.
Okay.
And some people fire superheated, molten cartridges. They're molten bullets.
Ew.
Now, why?
Yeah, you would think, honestly, that that would be less effective.
You would think it would be less effective, yes.
Would it have less, like, the mass would spread out or something? I mean, it would burn you, but it wouldn't, like, cause an entry and exit wound.
I don't need my... Well, it does in this. It just goes right through people.
That's yucky.
I don't need my science fiction movies to be perfect, like, scientifically.
Mm-hmm.
But that's nonsense.
Yeah, and like, unnecessary.
Just unnecessary.
Yeah.
So they recruit a Han Solo to guide them.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a bunch of different planets and get a team.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 2 hours into the movie at this point.
Wow.
We are 2 hours into the movie.
That's pretty good because we're only 13 minutes into the podcast.
I know. I skipped over so much boring stuff.
I think that's how you summarize.
Yes.
I think that's a goal for the new year for us, should be working on summarization.
Yes.
We're not
very
good at summarizing.
That's fine. So, I think goal for the year for us should be...
Do another podcast?
Not talk about our goals for the year.
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
Well, we both wrecked that one.
That's
so
true.
So, let's continue.
The whole team is together. And guess what? It turns out they've been betrayed. They've been betrayed
by
fake Han Solo.
Oh, no. Fake Han Solo.
Fake Han Solo, it turns out.
If they had gotten real Han Solo.
He's not available.
Mm.
And he wouldn't do it.
No, he hates that.
Yeah.
He hates Han Solo.
Except he is in the new Captain America movie.
Huh. Well, yeah. It's not Han Solo, presumably.
He's playing the president.
Oh, he'd like that.
Well, he's playing... do you remember Thunderbolt Ross?
Certainly not.
Okay, he's played by William Hurt. He was the Secretary of Defense in Avengers Civil War.
The one with... The man who's very, very handsome, even in his old age.
That doesn't really...
Who's in The Natural.
Oh!
Maybe?
Why am I blanking on
Robert
this?
Robert Redford,
maybe thank you.
Maybe the most handsome man to have ever existed.
Robert Redford, exceptional hair.
Exceptional physique, like just his chiseled face.
The Natural's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Really? Not a believable 17-year-old, though.
No, not at all.
At the time. He's always 35.
Yeah, he would be as believable now as then at playing that 17-year-old.
Looks just as good.
Looks just as good. That said, very good movie.
Very good movie.
Nowadays, they CGI his face to make him younger.
So Robert Redford's in this movie?
No.
Let's back up.
Yeah, we can back up. So,
let's not back up very far, though.
I was just saying William Hurt. played Thunderbolt Ross in the original Hulk movie.
Great.
And anyway, Harrison Ford is now playing that character because William Hurt died.
Oh.
I don't know why Harrison Ford agreed to it. Also, Harrison Ford is older than William Hurt was. It doesn't feel like a long-term move. Especially because Harrison Ford strikes me as the kind of guy who's just going to bail on anything at any point.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Well, maybe his character dies.
It's completely possible.
You heard it here first, folks.
He turns into a big Red Hulk. That's going to happen.
Well, then anybody could play him.
I think that's the logic, yeah.
Especially because Harrison Ford's for sure going to sign off that you can like use his face in CGI if he doesn't have to go to work.
James Earl Jones did.
Good for him.
Yeah. Keep making that money.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. You go for it, guys.
So, Bad Han Solo.
If you want.
Bad Han Solo betrays the team.
Not to be forced into it.
Certainly not. Yes. Bad Han Solo betrays the team. Turns out the Empire, the bad guys, have been waiting for them. So they all come out and they talk about how, like, this is going to make their careers and it's like a big deal. And then they go to put...
The Empire talk about that?
Yeah, the main Empire guy.
The main Empire talks about how it's going to be a big deal to put down one individual from each planet.
Sort of, yes. He's like, oh, we've got Sword Lady who uses her swords really well.
Is it like lightsabers?
Yeah, it's exactly like lightsabers. Mm-hmm. We've got this guy who rides animals. We've got the leader of the rebellion. The rebellion, by the way, seems to be about 12 people.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem highly successful.
And it doesn't seem like a make or break thing for the Empire.
No, it doesn't seem like a massive threat to them. So then he goes through everybody and he's like, and most of all, we've got the daughter of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think her name is Arthaleus, like her real name. Terrible name.
That's awful. It's
real
like,
Greek.
Yeah, but like fake, like pseudo. Yeah. They just put more syllables in there.
It's like Zack Snyder took a rejected character from his movie 300 about the Spartans. Did you ever see that?
I certainly did not know.
A more homoerotic movie there has not been made.
Ooh, and I like it?
No, it's got Gerard. You know what? It's up there with The Hunt for Red October. With character doing their natural accent playing a specific nationality.
That's fine.
It makes no sense. In Hunt for Red October, you've got Sean Connery playing a Russian.
Mm-hmm.
In 300, you've got Gerard Butler doing a Scottish accent playing an ancient Greek.
That's funny because they're both Scottish, although Sean Connery's accent doesn't sound Scottish at all to me.
That's true, yeah.
It just sounds like he's got loose dentures on.
Is he Welsh?
I don't know. He sounds not that British to me.
He might be Welsh.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds like his dentures are loose
from
a young age.
Yeah, I was going to say from the time he played James Bond.
Mm-hmm, from a young age.
Then
people used to get dentures very early. Poor nutrition.
Yeah.
Was he ever in the service?
I don't know.
If he was?
That wouldn't be, you know, a massive stretch.
Yeah.
But then,
mm-hmm.
instead of just like putting handcuffs on all these people,
mm-hmm.
they go to put them in like full body, like, restraints where like you step onto like a wheel, like a dolly.
They gotta
put
you on a dolly,
with guns. They just like get on the dolly.
Oh, okay.
And then they get,
maybe handcuffs hadn't been invented yet.
Well, they get their hands cuffed in the full body restraints.
Oh.
And then they go to inject the main character with some kind of like, if once we do this we can, you know, paralyze you or whatever. Like they stick a thing in the back of the full body restraint. And for some reason, fake Han Solo is like, you there, guy who was on the farming planet, who was in love with this woman who betrayed his farming planet and is now trying to atone for it. You're going to be the one who shoots her with this thing.
That's dumb.
Yeah. So he gives him a gun.
That's not a good idea.
And then stands a foot away from him.
Oh.
As this guy, like, puts the gun in the little hole thing and is about to shoot it into the main character.
Hmm.
And then, out of nowhere, who could have seen it coming? He spins around and shoots fake Han Solo
the head.
And then everybody breaks out because the stormtroopers don't just like immediately shoot everyone.
Yeah.
They like pause.
And people are not already in the restraints?
No, they are.
And they break out of them.
They break out of them.
Well, that was easy.
It was so easy. Yes.
Okay.
So everyone breaks out. There's a big fight. The leader of the rebellion dies jumping onto a plane by himself and stabbing the pilot of this plane.
Well, do you think that was necessary to the rebellion?
No, I think they just needed one of them to die.
Ah.
And people who like this movie would be like, well, that one plane would have destroyed them. Why wasn't there more than one plane?
There was only one plane.
There was one plane.
Huh.
It was one.
So this galactic empire.
Yeah.
That has space travel vehicles.
Seemingly limitless tech. They have a planet blower up. They have a Death Star. I skipped over the Death Star. They have a Death Star. They have a, we launch one missile and it destroys an entire planet.
And they have one aeroplane.
They have one aeroplane in this specific situation.
And that is the only aeronautic vehicle.
In this specific situation, yes.
That's silly.
Yes. So, the good guys fight all the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
None of the others of them die.
None of the other good guys die?
None of the other good guys die.
Are there hundreds of bad guys?
I would say there's probably like...
Tens?
Two dozen.
Of the whole galactic empire? There's two dozen guys?
The ones who came to this one, yeah. I mean, in an earlier scene, they show a Nuremberg rally and there's a whole lot of them.
Huh. Seems like maybe the galactic empire really didn't think of this as a threat.
Yes, it does seem like that. So... then at the end of it, somebody steps up to clearly replace the one guy who died, like his second in command.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we have to avenge him. And then somebody says a line that made zero sense to me that I remember perfectly. I think it might be Digimon Hansu, who has a great name.
Mm. Is he in Thor?
He is in Guardians of the Galaxy. And also Captain Marvel, the first Captain Marvel. He plays Korath. Hmm. Korath, the Pursuer. It's all up here. How was that cherry?
It was potent.
So, the one line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's him. He says, people will hear what we did today.
Who?
That we struck a mighty blow against the Empire.
Who will tell them?
Unclear. There's no civilians. This whole fight takes place on like an abandoned spaceport.
There's no TV crews?
There's no TV crews.
Hmm.
There's no one to tell the story except the people who survived.
Yeah. Did any of the Empire survive?
Because
they're not going to let it be known.
So yes and no. Top of my head, no one survived except for the main guy who empires. He falls down like off of the... He falls down. He falls off of... This is basically Cloud City from Star Wars. Mm-hmm. He falls off the clouds. And then in his next scene, he's being plugged into like an Empire like healing thing.
Wow.
And they, you know, bring him back. He's like part computer or something. I don't know. But so we get to see more of that villain
like
that I care so much about. No. That's not bad.
Let me try
keep
again.
It going. Trivia question for you.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah, I think it was pretty solid.
Thank you.
Do you know who played Darth Vader?
No, but it was not James Earl Jones. And I also know that he did not know that his voice would not be used.
David Prowse.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
What a blow to the esteem.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if you knew this, in Star Wars, Natalie Portman, you know how Natalie Portman played Padme Amidala?
I sure do.
You know who her body double was in that?
Buffy guy?
What?
The Buffy one?
The body? No. What?
Oh, I'm thinking stunt double.
No, I'm not talking stunt double.
I'm talking Buffy stunt double.
Buffy
Graham, we've been watching a lot of Buffy.
Yeah, Buffy's good.
It's good. We like it.
No, her in the movie, in The Phantom Menace, terrible film, saw it in theaters twice.
Was that the sand movie?
No, that's the second or third one. I don't remember.
The Phantom Menace, the first one?
Phantom Menace is the first one. So you got a young Natalie Portman, her on-screen bodyguard is, or not bodyguard, but like double on-screen, is Keira Knightley.
That's interesting.
Like a 14-year-old Keira Knightley.
I don't think I know what you mean by body double.
So in the movie, Natalie Portman is disguised as one of Queen Amidala's maidens.
Okay.
And Keira Knightley...
Is
the handmaiden playing
the queen.
Yes. Yeah.
That's fun.
Now, granted, they're standing right next to each other, so that's not incredibly effective security.
If somebody blows up the whole thing.
And Keira Knightley does die in that movie. She gets blown up.
I would not want that job if I were one of the handmaidens.
Mm-mm. Me either.
So, Are you done? Are you done? Because I have some questions.
Just about. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, so here's my first question.
Yes.
So this movie, reportedly, Zack Snyder pitched it to Lucasfilms as a Star Wars movie, and they said no.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like it's the original trilogy.
It basically is.
How could it have been pitched as a new movie?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the subsequent movies to follow that would have been the quote-unquote new part.
But they kind of did that again.
And he needed needed the trilogy. He needed to make this movie, part one, which is basically the original Star Wars trilogy, in order to make his originally conceived of story make sense.
It's possible. Yeah.
That's my theory.
I think this is just a terrible movie. It's really bad. Like, I understand that Zack Snyder has a massive following of people who love the slow motion in his films. By the way, runtime of this movie is like 3 hours.
That's bad.
Without the slow motion.
I want a tight 90.
In and out in 30 minutes without the slow motion. It is brutal slow. Like the stuff that they slow down her like tossing grain. It's just frustrating.
Yes, I do remember.
It's just frustrating.
I was in the room for the first like 10 minutes you had it on.
Yeah.
And they were like sowing the grain. And it's a farming community.
Yes.
Farming planet,
on a big
maybe.
Planet.
And so instead of having like farming tech,
yeah.
even like not necessarily computerized farming tech, but you know, like,
yeah.
like you know, a plow, they're out there.
Yep.
Standing up. They've got their shirts pulled up,
yep.
and they have grain, like perfectly clean, crisp. They look like little round coriander seeds that yep. have been like bleached, perfectly clean, clearly not from the dirt, and they just are picking it up and throwing it everywhere.
Yeah, this society that has, you know, sentient robots
mm-hmm.
Has never heard of mechanical advantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they do have weird giant horse things. So, like, you could easily attach a plow to the giant horse thing.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why they wouldn't have more... If farming is their whole way of life, you would think they would be good at it.
It should be dirtier, too.
Zack Snyder maybe doesn't know anything about...
It's possible.
...gardening. Like, do you think Zack Snyder has ever, like, cared for a potted plant himself?
Look, at the...
Probably no.
I don't know enough about Zack Snyder to risk angering... his legions of fans who definitely made it to minute 27 of this podcast where I badly describe a movie they probably very much liked.
I'm gonna hazard a guess that Zack Snyder does not have any plants in his homes because he doesn't seem to like the color green.
God, this movie's so sepia tone.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little brownish cactus.
Yeah.
Maybe a really, really dark ZZ plant, like one of those ones that are like black.
Sure. I don't know what that is.
I have one in, where is it?
The only ZZ I know is ZZ Top.
Oh, it's in the living room. I'll show it to you.
Nah, I'm fine.
So would you recommend this movie to
me? Oh, 100% yes. No.
Really?
Absolutely not. No, it's terrible.
Well, sometimes we recommend bad movies
to
Graham.
There is nothing enjoyable about this. This is a movie devoid of life.
Oh, sorry.
It is, I understand, Zack Snyder must be a nice guy, honestly. Because
people
really seem to want to work with him.
Hmm.
Or also he might just pay more than the next
mm-hmm.
guy.
That's fair.
Which, fine,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about him as a person. I'm not knocking him as a person.
Are you going to watch movies 2 and 3 and 4 and 5?
If we're going to talk about them, probably. It's like 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. And I'll never stop thinking about that superheated bullet thing because it was so dumb.
Was it gory or just dumb?
No, it's just dumb. They're doing an R-rated cut of this movie because we can't just have one cut of movies anymore.
Are you going to watch the R-rated cut of this movie?
No, absolutely not.
Would you recommend that Graham watch the R-rated cut of this
movie? Yeah, I think Graham should watch it and then just tell me about it.
The R-rated cut?
Yeah, just tell me about how many times they say the F word. Count them.
And is that's what's going to make it more R-rated?
I feel like that's all that's going to change.
Yeah. Like, more gore, maybe?
Yeah, slightly more. Like, one of those superheated bullets is going to go through someone and, like, they're going to really have the blood splatter on the outside. Do you know the movie?
Wait, pause.
Yeah, okay.
When the superheated bullet goes through somebody, there's a blood splatter?
No, there isn't.
It should cauterize. I don't think
I'm pretty
it,
sure
should
it
be.
It does. I think they'll just add that
gross.
In the R-rated movie.
That's gross.
Now, did you know in the movie The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson, which is loosely historically based. When they show that movie in schools, it's loosely historical. It's an R-rated movie.
I've certainly never seen it.
The blood is changed from red to brown.
That's disgusting.
To make it school appropriate.
That's really gross.
So it's just gross.
That is nasty.
I think that's a net negative.
That's disgusting.
Yes.
Wait, but if this cut of this movie was 3 hours, how long do you think the extended version is going to be?
That's a great question. Five? I think we're looking at a Lord of the Rings extended. What are those called? Lord of the Rings special edition?
Have you ever seen any of those?
I own one for the Two Towers. It's a masterpiece.
I think I watched it after eating some
good food.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That really makes sense that it's that long. I remember just watching it and watching it and watching it and watching it.
I don't think that you... I think you watched The Fellowship of the Ring on HBO Max.
I think you're right. Because I don't know how to use your PlayStation to watch
you
DVDs.
You do not, no.
Especially not after eating some really good food.
Yeah.
You're so right. That was just the normal movie.
Yeah. Hot Lord of the Rings take, Two Towers is the best one.
Oh. No.
Best one.
Which one's the prettiest one? Probably the first one.
Probably the first one.
That's my favorite.
Third one has too much, like, everything's destroyed.
Yeah, that's sad. That's a sad one, yeah. And then they kind of just... all and they're like, yay, we won, that's it, hooray.
Yeah,
it's
which
over
is not how the books go.
No, it's not.
Great soundtrack.
If Graham wanted to, yeah, that's for sure, if Graham wanted to watch the Two Towers,
the Two Towers, the collector's edition, whatever it is,
yes,
call me.
Great. Okay. And yeah, what's Rebel Moon on?
It's on Netflix and it's trash. When's the last time Netflix had a really good thing that they did?
The latest episode of Stranger Things? I mean, latest season of Stranger Things was
pretty
good. Was
that really good? Or was it just like...
it was pretty good.
These are characters I like.
That's possible, but it was definitely better than like two
Robin's
seasons ago.
Great. Is her name Robin? I'm blanking.
Yeah, Robin.
Robin's great.
Incredible. I think everybody, except Finn Wolfhard.
Ah, man.
That guy sucks.
We do hate that guy.
God.
Now, for the record.
Maybe he's very nice.
Is he over 18? Because then I will feel better about that, Adrian.
Probably almost. Anyway, I think he's a real bad actor.
Yeah, he is a bad actor.
In a way that can't be explained by age, because he was a better actor when he was younger.
That's true.
Yeah.
That does happen.
Yeah, yeah.
The kid from The Sixth Sense was a better actor when he was younger.
Who'd he turn into when he grew up?
A guy who's in a lot of bad movies.
Oh.
And someone that people don't tell me I look like anymore.
Ah, well, that's good.
Fair enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
I still get Macaulay Culkin every now and then.
I love that. And that one football player guy, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I think he's retired, though.
And Steve Rogers.
I do get pre-Super Soldier Serum Steve Rogers. Yeah.
I think that's great.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's good. And, yeah, we said it's on Netflix.
Anybody compare you to anyone? Do you get any?
Just yesterday at work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A patient's wife told me I look like Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
It was very sweet.
That's nice.
I loved it. I said, tell me more.
She said, I loved you in Elektra.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie Jennifer Garner was in.
Was it bad?
It was a spinoff of Daredevil.
Oh.
Was it bad? Heck yes.
Did you like it?
No.
Did you have a fun time?
No.
That's
it was
too bad.
Just bad. Also, yeah. That Daredevil movie is bad. You know who's in that?
I didn't know there was a Daredevil movie.
It's bad.
Huh.
Kevin Smith is in that.
Kevin Smith. Kevin. Oh!
Your favorite director.
My favorite director.
Yeah, who plays Daredevil?
Silent Bob.
Ben Affleck.
Silent Bob is Kevin Smith. That's fun. I like that they're besties.
Yeah. And Jennifer Garner's Elektra.
Okay.
In that movie.
That's great.
I think Michael Clark Duncan plays Kingpin.
One time when I was working PRN at a place, the PRN PTA told me that I look like, who's Daenerys? Amelia somebody.
Who's Daenerys?
Yeah.
Daenerys?
Oh, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Daenerys.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, she told me I look like her.
Emilia Clark. I think it's an Emilia.
Well, it doesn't matter. She was coding my name to remember it. And I got to tell you, I was really flattered. She's very beautiful.
She is very beautiful.
Yeah. Who else have people told me I look like? I think it's the bangs. As soon as I got bangs, people started telling me, people that I don't, that don't know me well.
Yeah.
Started saying, oh, you look just like this celebrity who happens to have bangs and otherwise doesn't look anything like you.
I don't think people have compared me to a celebrity in a while.
I think that this lady was just being nice. Very nice to me.
Yeah.
Yesterday. It was very sweet. We had a nice discussion.
I think that's also not a thing guys do.
You're right. I think that's it.
It's a thing people do with kids.
Yes.
But once you grow up, people aren't like, wow, you look a lot like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, somebody at work told me I look like the person who's in 50 Shades of Grey. Again, bangs. Fully bangs.
Oh, what is her name?
I don't know.
I'm blanking because she's the daughter of two big name Hollywood people.
And yet she is a terrible actor. Not good at acting.
Today we're just ripping on people.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's bad.
Who else don't we like? Graham. Just kidding.
No, I'm pro Graham.
I'm pro Graham too. All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, great. Thanks, Graham. Come over and play the drums sometimes.
Yeah, sorry for all the negativity in this one. I'm sure these are all nice people, or they're not. Who knows?
I'm not sorry.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Graham.